You're listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Oh, this burrito is delicious. It is filling.
You looking for a Tilly, buddy?
Let's have a Tony for
how about a glass case of emotion? Ron, you have a raging erection. Why the fuck does Howie Mandel not shake other people's hands?
Wayne.
McMurray, how are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
All right, this is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast. As aforementioned, this is episode 19. Today is the 11th.
Yeah, the 11th.
Woo!
Of?
June? Why would that would should be easy. That one I should never mess up. The day I mess that up is an issue.
Oh, I hope we do one like on July 1st or something where he thinks it's still June. He's like, it's June!
All right, I'll take that. So yeah, we are joined today by the lovely Jake.
Hi.
Hi, look how tan he is. Look how tan he is.
He's riding a bike without a jacket.
He's tanner than me.
Lucas, whip your leg out. Look at that. That's... Oh, God! What is that?
What's the ham hock on that?
What's this? What is that?
It's called egg somebody, you ass.
I wasn't expecting that.
It's always been that.
I wanted to do a side-by-side of your leg and his arm. Because that's what stock human tone is. Oh. You're tan. You're tan. Look at that. You're tan.
I don't
You're
see
tan.
That much.
You're like a full shade darker. You're like that's migrant worker. Shade. You're like migrant worker, and he's like, shut it. You know? There's two shades missing between the two.
Where's Puerto Rican on that list?
I don't know. Roughly.
Like two more than him?
Roughly. Yeah, well, I guess one more than migrant worker.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Touch this picture meme.
Oh, I hate those.
There you go.
That was the first thing. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where it's tap Tony Romo. Oh, you broke him. Those were funny like 2 months ago, and they're still coming. And now they're not even like funny. They're just like, tap the grandma. Oh, you have to hug your grandma now. What? Why is this here?
It is stupid. They only
Why did I tap on it?
That does sound stupid.
They also only work on mobile. Have you ever used Facebook on like desktop?
They work on desktop.
Mine formats it differently.
Oh.
It's just a big long picture.
They were funny when they first came out, and it was only funny because the first one I saw was the Tony Romo one.
Everything
else has just been downhill since.
Yeah,
there was my rant. That's what gets me hot. What gets you hot?
The problem is they're memes. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that meme, and it's a meme. It'll be there for a little while. You just got to deal with it.
Just touch the grandma.
There's a lot of stuff on here that I have, like, literally no idea what the context is.
Well, it's your fucking fault.
No, they're not mine. They're other people's things.
Well, then bring them up.
I'm reading them. Holy shit, Lucas. Be more hostile. Be more hostile if you can.
We're in my house.
Doesn't have anything to do with it.
Oh.
You wanted to be here at 7, and then you changed it to 5, and then you changed it to 5:30.
That's one of the things on the list.
This is what I do. This is my allure, okay? When I'm around, it's great.
By the way,
but
guys,
you never know when it's going to actually be.
For the listeners, we're not doing this on a Friday night. We decided to do it on Sundays.
Yeah,
we
moved them to Sundays.
Yep.
Hoping to get more guests, really, is what it is.
I farted.
Because everybody has...
And that's why we don't get any guests.
Everybody has things to do on Fridays. So,
yeah.
So now
that Lucas is being almost normal, we can do it at an almost normal time.
Yeah.
What do you mean almost normal? I'm pretty normal.
No,
here.
Still... Well, Lucas, look at what's on your wall, okay?
Yeah, Horn Alliance flags.
No, this.
Well, the Raven one's pretty okay, but the rest is kind of weird. Yeah.
It's just a little weeby. That's fine. We're not in Alabama.
The main topic that I want to discuss today is Lucas's gay dream, which Jake has been informed of. For the listeners who haven't listened to previous podcasts, Lucas had a gay dream about Jake. About Jake.
Not about Jake.
Jake was the subject.
Featuring Jake.
Featuring, okay, fine.
I haven't heard the full dream.
Gay dream featuring Jake.
So why don't you just do the quick version, because what we've learned...
What's the long version?
Yeah, what is the long version?
There isn't a long version!
Maybe we've only ever heard the quick version.
There's only one version!
And the long version, Jake takes him out to dinner, and that's the end.
No. I had a gay dream where I was sleeping... Because that's what you do when you're dreaming, and as I was leaving Mike's house, Jake turns to me and he's like, "Hey, are you gay?" And I go, "Ah!" And then I wake up, and then I was
okay.
Mad.
What else does, makes that a gay dream besides just me asking if you're gay?
That was it.
That's it.
That was it.
You were wearing the crop top. You were wearing the crop top.
The thing I don't get there is I've only ever been to Mike's house like maybe 4 or 5 times.
Exactly.
I've seen Lucas maybe 3, 4 times.
It was the day after.
How do I stay?
You've had that big
gayest one there.
What? Just because I had a Rowdy Rouse shirt, Rouse is
wearing
one
right now.
Hey! You gonna dream about Rouse tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, Jared wasn't there, so I don't know.
So you had another gay dream, Lucas.
I did. Jared was in this one.
Wasn't Jake?
No.
Was it Jared and Jake?
No.
That's tonight.
So I was at a punk show in a basement.
Why would you ever have been there?
Which is weird. I've never been in this house, I've never been to a punk show, and I've never been in a basement with more than one or two people. So. Okay.
That's a lie. We used to fit like 8 to 10 people in my Woodward basement.
You're ruining the illusion.
Okay.
That was a shitty basement.
You've never been there.
I think I was once.
That was his old
house
before I knew
where I when I was living in high school.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, anyways. Some person comes up to me, and they're wearing, like, one of those, like, half-face mask things. You know, like, you would wear,
like the running masks?
Like, underneath goggles.
Yeah, okay. Those are a bitch,
yeah.
too, by the way.
And this person was wearing that. I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl. I assumed guy.
Of course.
And they said, "Hey, follow me." And I said, "Okay." So I followed this agendered person up the stairs. And there were all these pictures on the wall. And it was like the last 2/3 of somebody's face on either side. And then there was a phone stuck in the middle. So you couldn't tell who it was or what they were doing. And as I was going up, I distinctly saw Jared's face, and then I woke up.
How is this a gay dream?
How is that a gay dream?
This is a fucking dream.
Some random asexual person took me up to, I'm assuming, their room to do things with me, and I saw Jared kissing another dude.
Oh, Jared was there.
And he was...
No, but in the picture, there was a dude's face, Jared's face, and a phone in the middle.
Oh, okay. So you left that...
I don't know.
The execution left something to be desired.
I don't think that's a gay dream.
Right, so Lucas might still be gay. That's where we're...
But, still up in the air.
But now we know that he's gay for Jared.
I'm not gay for Jared.
Or transgendered people.
So if Jared asked you to go upstairs, what would you do?
I don't know.
Like, okay.
I'd assume there'd be a photographer and...
There's so much wrong with that dream. First of all, you're at a punk show. You'd never be at a punk show. Second of all, some random person asked you to do physical activity.
And you
immediately said yes.
Yeah.
You would never do that.
The person was attractive.
But you didn't even know if it was a guy or a girl.
I didn't know.
But they were attractive, even if they were a guy or a girl.
Also, there's other things to like lead you on besides the top half of a face.
That's all I saw.
Jeez.
Was he wearing a cloak or something, or just
no? It was a like blue hoodie and face.
A cloak. A cloaked mask figure.
No, it's
just like a floating head.
It was actually in a crystal ball.
What a dream! What a dream!
It sounds like a Doctor Strange dream.
Yeah, heaven
does.
I'm having weird dreams, and people that I assume that are gay are in them.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means you were wearing a crop top at a social gathering.
He's a very comfortable straight man.
Yeah,
he's so
I'm
comfortable.
Very confident and comfortable,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
He's so comfortable, he just wants everyone to enjoy his body.
And Jared, more than likely, 80 to 90% sucks a dick.
Sure. Okay.
Right. I'm trying really hard to hold another fart.
Please
just
do.
Just let it out. Just let it out.
No,
we're going to have to deal with it eventually.
Out. Leave the room for like 30
minutes.
Oh, man.
It fell out.
All right. So here's a topic that I wanted to discuss. This is actually like a more open discussion topic rather than me just telling a story and you guys laughing at it. The topic is man shorts. How short is too short? Now, immediately your eyes are going to go to my legs because I'm wearing these short man shorts. And I wore them to prove this point.
Well, they're a little short.
They're pretty short, right?
They're
pretty short.
They're
a little short.
You know how I feel with short.
I know.
Shorts,
I know.
So
how short are they when you stand up?
They're pretty short. Yeah, they're pretty.
Okay,
pretty short.
I mean, when you
they're
stand up,
short.
If it's above knee, that's like short, but that's a good height.
But that's the thing is that I'm not comfortable with this. I need like an inch above the knee tops.
Yeah,
you know.
I'd say Daisy Dukes is when it comes to too short on a man.
Yeah, but casual,
like, girl,
casual Daisy Dukes. Nobody does that. It's casual. Like you're trying not to make
a
splash. Here's the thing: is any thigh too much? Some thigh too much? How much thigh is too much?
Depends on what you're going for.
You
I mean, it depends on where you are,
right
too.
Why would that be a fat joke, Lucas?
So
are you trying to make a fat joke?
I
I'm
feel
talking
like
about shorts.
If I was naked and I had all thigh on display, it'd still be less than Lucas's little thigh.
That's
on
true. Display. But I'm not talking about amount of thigh. I'm talking
not
like
surface area.
Yeah, yeah. Lucas would win that. That's not.
I mean, I've got some shorts that come up to like here.
Oh my god! Wow, why?
You
what?
Want me to go and put them on?
Nope.
Yeah, do it.
No,
I'm not
doing
that.
Okay.
Next week.
We cut those jogging pants into shorts.
Nope.
But then you can get lower.
But anyways,
shut up.
I think he can get very low. If he goes that low, he'll pull something.
But no, I would say that while you're standing, they have to be at least below the kneecap.
Not below the kneecap, no. At the kneecap.
Like right around
below the kneecap.
It depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're going like grocery shopping, if you're just like hanging out and everything, those are fine. But if you're with, you know, if you're going out, then you can wear just about as short as you want to go.
Oh, well, you see, the thing going out in public makes it okay for a man
well,
to wear even shorter
I think there's a line between casual wear and going out wear.
Exactly.
Know? I mean, like, I'm not going to claim to be an attractive person, so I don't. My casual wear is my going out wear. But there are people who have these crazy, like these crazy clothes that they
like
only
mine.
Wear.
See, I only wear those doing yard work or something.
Yeah, you know, they're fine. I didn't buy them. I didn't.
If
buy
I were
them,
to go
was,
out to like a bar or something, I would want longer shorts than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're a little too short to
but
do.
You can also
I can do a lot of things.
I'm barely wearing pants right now.
I could go shorter than that honestly to a bar, but it depends.
Also, they're longer.
Like if I'm going out. I could easily wear the crop top and my short shorts and everything like that, but I'm not going to just
and
go into, like,
grocery
shopping.
Maybe kissing Jared
shopping.
In a picture at the top of a staircase.
We need to...
Don't judge me. That's a problem. But it's like, I'm not going to go shopping or something like that or just walk around the mall or something like that wearing a crop top
yeah,
and short
too
shorts.
Aggressive.
Then it's, yeah, it's too much. It's too over the top.
Yeah.
At a bar, it's funny. It's like, it's a, you know,
yeah,
talking
yeah.
Jake would do it. Jake clearly has no rules when it comes to wearing clothes.
I've only got like 6 weeks.
This is why I did
here.
This.
Okay.
This is why I did this. I wanted to test the waters with someone who's already tested the waters. You know?
I got enough crop like short shorts for
I mean, too. But, that, but then does like color come into play? Like
color of the shorts?
Yeah, like if you're wearing like hot pink or like
oh,
you know,
yeah,
like
that's a good
orange.
Point, Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a very good point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't
it
wear
those
colors.
It needs to be the right situation for it.
Yeah.
So it's like just khaki or jean shorts?
Yeah. Pretty much just khaki. I don't know anybody that wears jean shorts besides Mike.
What about
what about
cargo
me?
Shorts?
I got like 2 or 3 pairs.
I don't know. Mike wears like the dad jean shorts.
I don't know there was cool jean shorts.
There aren't. That's what I'm saying.
They are cool, buddy.
Hey, if Obama can wear a tan suit, I can wear jean shorts.
Obama's the president. He can do whatever he wants.
I'm Mike. I can do whatever I want.
Obama's not the president.
Was. I mean, he still has the... title. I mean, people would still call him President Obama.
That is, yeah. That's true.
That's true. I don't know. Let's call him Big O.
Big O?
Yeah.
You know, there's an anime called Big O.
Is it about Obama?
Of course
no,
there is.
No, it's oh. about a giant black robot, though.
Oh, almost the same.
Is his name Obama?
No.
I can just imagine what this is about.
No, it's just the robot's name is Big O, and they fight other monsters and stuff with it.
Hmm. Oh, Mike's got so many topics on here. This is like almost
that's all
Mike
that
topics.
Was in there. I don't know. Say more during the week.
I can't. I don't think of things.
What's
I
next?
Don't. Why don't you?
You're
use
not even crossing
paper.
Any of this stuff
I'm
out.
I'm not. Here, you can have the pen.
Just use real paper instead of napkins.
It's funner on a napkin. It'll make me have way more fun.
Look, don't
it just,
judge
it'd
us.
Be a bitch to write down is what I'm thinking.
Mike writes it down. I have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, because I get here on time.
Mike also has terrible handwriting, so.
That is also true. All right, here's one that I saw on the way over here. So I saw this ice cream truck. It's not your typical ice cream truck, though.
I love those.
Looks like it still serves ice cream, but also looks like maybe it doubles as a catering truck. I really don't know.
Tell
and I'm behind it. Maybe it's like catering ice cream to a grad party. Or
so
something.
What you're telling me is I could get ice cream and meatball sub from the same truck.
No, if it's catering anything, it's catering ice cream.
Oh. Okay.
But there's just something on the back that says, caution, children.
Inside the truck?
Like, on the back doors of the truck. It just says, caution, children.
Is it covered in blood and or bullets?
No, but I don't know,
that.
Like... Is,
not that.
Is he telling me there's children in the truck? Should children watch out for the truck? Why is it here?
I think it's presumed as far as he just wants, you know, kids to be careful around the truck.
That is hilariously vague, though.
It's weird. It's worded weirdly. Yeah. It just says, caution,
normally
children.
It would say, like, watch for children or something like
yeah.
that.
Or,
yeah.
You know, children watch out, something, you know.
Yeah, he should word it better, but how much room is there?
Because, like, it looks like something you
it.
See at a zoo where it'd be like, caution, bear. And
yeah.
you're like, oh, there's
yeah,
a bear
yeah.
behind
yeah.
there.
Okay. Yeah.
So here I'm seeing caution children. I'm like, there are children in this truck.
Did you get the like, inkling that there might also be a mattress in the truck?
Maybe, I don't know. It did look weird. It did not look like your typical
ice cream. I think it just depends on what type of van it is. I mean, if it's like a Ford van, like one of those sketchy vans without any windows, and it says caution, children.
Yeah, that's
the van you worry about.
Was it a creeper van or
something? No, it wasn't a van. It was an ice cream truck. Like, it looked like an ice cream truck, maybe more comparable to a
Did it play the music?
Did not play any music, which I also thought
was
weird.
Was it stopped, though? Because sometimes they don't play
no,
music.
No, I was stopped. Driving behind it.
Maybe it was like a food truck or something.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Was it going like 8 miles an hour?
It was right here in NT.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's like if you're on Niagara Falls Boulevard and he's driving 50 miles
an hour. No, then I would be like, okay, that I wouldn't even notice that happened. But I was, we were at a stop sign. I'm behind it. He takes a left. I'm taking a right. I'm like, maybe I should call 911. There might be children.
Well, why would they advertise it if they're committing a crime? I'm not just gonna be like, "Hey, check this out."
Well, maybe it's one of those.
Where they cover up.
Maybe it's one of those things that, like Mike just said, like, maybe I should do it, but it looks legit enough, so I just won't.
Yeah, there's two pictures on my phone. The one night when Mike lived, where was it? The other house, the house
Kenmore.
Before. Yeah, when he lived in Kenmore, we were walking down the main road. We were trying to get beer. We were hammered. And it turns out the beer store was closed. And we walked by this one store. It was a children's furniture store. It was like children's and preteens furniture only.
How the fuck?
And it was super weird because it was also like a daycare. So like they sold furniture and it's also a daycare. So on the front was obviously like children and preteen furniture. And I was like, that's fucking weird. So I took a picture of that. Then I got even closer. And on the window it said a sign because they're starting a daycare. The sign said only the three words and a phone number. It said, "Now accepting infants. Phone number." Like, what the fuck? What could that mean? That could mean anything.
I mean, maybe...
What are they doing with them?
Maybe they're making them into
What are they
chairs?
Paying me? Yeah. Maybe they're breeding them to build the preteen and adolescent furniture.
There you go. They've got their...
Child labor. No, accepting infants.
I was just going to say, they got their preteen labor force.
What?
Well, as far as there's, I know that you can basically only have so many infants in a daycare per person, is for, like per worker there.
Yeah.
So that's the reason, as far as they probably have like some openings where they can actually take in infants, which are
I just feel
to watch.
Like it, you just need.
That's
more,
what I'm hoping for. It could
you need,
be your situation.
You need
where
more words.
In the back.
You need more words. Confusing signage.
Yeah, because a normal person.
Well, I mean,
or
you don't
want
to put
like
a paragraph
Tyler
on the window.
Because
then it's either it's taking up your whole window or the writing's too small.
Yeah, but like I don't know, I wouldn't want to drop.
Like
it
somebody's
off
driving by and like reading this entire fucking essay on the window.
Well, have you seen Now Accepting Infants? Maybe like the orphanages are just gonna drop off babies that they
yeah,
don't want to take.
Yeah, start dropping them off and never come back. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot to be
Word
cleaned.
Your signs carefully, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the moral of the story there.
And especially spelling. Spelling is a thing, because I've seen prosecutors, like, will be shot, and then I've also seen, like, prosecutions will be shot. I'm just like, oh, that's...
Prosecutors will be shit.
That's not how that works. Prostitutions will be shot.
Nick, what is the six-pack? I wrote on the thing, Nikki six-pack.
I don't know what that is.
You said casually finish a six-pack for
a
reason?
Oh, that one. Okay, so you wrote it all weird. That's why. I didn't
Well, that was for me to remember.
I was also thinking about if Nick has a six-pack, because Melonhead and him may still have that bet. Are they either of them close?
Melonhead's probably closer. Nick's got the dad
bod. I really
got
to see that happen.
Yeah. You guys familiar with this bet?
No.
I've heard of it.
Way back when we worked at Mighty Taco, Onions and Melonhead made an agreement that whichever one of them, they were going to have a race to see who got six packs first, and Jake was going to be the judge. And whoever got a six pack, according to Jake, first, the other one had to take a fistful of laxatives, then run a mile.
Jesus.
This is the greatest. I forgot
the house. Yeah. They would just have to run home.
Yeah, you drop them off a mile from their house, and they have to run home.
That's not okay.
Yeah, and they both agreed to it. But neither of them got six packs, so they both got out of the bet.
It's been like 3 years.
It's been
three or four years.
But like, what if one of them goes on like a fitness kick?
I was gonna say, what's the statute of limitations on bets?
None. They didn't establish one.
One of them should actually probably do it though before Mike leaves in 6 weeks. They got 6 weeks to do it.
Can you get six packs?
Yeah, you just don't eat.
All right.
Yeah, you pull a Jaren.
Yeah, you pull a Jaren.
Well, let's see. Which one would be more likely to get through that? I'd say Onions, because he's got a kid to keep him up and, like, occupied.
When Onions, like, dedicates himself to something,
he goes way overboard.
He goes way overboard.
I'm going to text him after this and be like, get a six-pack. But I feel like Bonehead could do it. I just feel like he doesn't have the wherewithal.
Yeah.
Like, he gets bored
to do
things.
It in, like, 4 weeks versus Nick. If we tell him to do it in 4 weeks, he might if he decides to.
Yeah. Like, one time he tried to do a colon cleanse. and that lasted like 3 days, and it's supposed to be like a 3-week program.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think Mama can get abs. Not at all.
I feel like Nick would like want everybody to just like punch him in the stomach to get abs faster.
I know. That's the Nick way of getting things. Yep. It's just fucking pain.
Goes out and buys like 3 of those like ab belts things that like vibrate. He's just like, that's triple the power!
Or think about this. What if he's prepared to lose? Like, what if Melonhead starts getting abs and he starts training his body to be immune to laxatives? Like, he just takes laxatives every day.
He's like, first day, half a laxative. Second day, a full laxative. 2 days. Or 3 days, 1.5. He goes up until he can just be like, yeah, I can down an entire bottle without shitting.
You do that for a whole month.
That's what Nick would do. He would do that. He would train himself to be immune to laxatives.
For a month.
Yeah. That'd be great.
And then,
That'd be great.
Then he just wakes up one morning and his butthole sealed itself closed.
Can never eat bread again for the rest of his life.
We're gonna have to drill a new one.
Oh god. That's significantly worse.
Oh god.
It's dark.
Why do you say that?
It's dark. So anyways, this whole six pack conversation came about because the other day.
I would just like to say that when you said drill, open a new one, I'm assuming that there's like a power drill with just.
We don't need to revisit this. Why? Why did you interrupt my story for that horrible image? God. Anyways.
Shit.
Like purple and spinning.
Shit.
Where are the paper towels?
The other day I got out of work and it was a long day at work. I don't usually drink at home, like by myself. I feel like that's kind of a sad thing to do. But
that's an alcoholic thing.
That's exactly what I. Yeah, exactly. So I got home and I had beer in the fridge and I was like, oh, I'll have a beer. And I was playing Minecraft and then all of a sudden I had 4 beers in under an hour and I was like, holy fuck. I am hammered right now. it was like 7 p.m. I got out of work an hour ago, and I was at home hammered playing Minecraft.
See,
I like the picture of you in this story wearing.
Oh, yeah, like every fucking day. Damn. And so I'm doing that, and I'm like, I realized I was drunk, and I was like, okay, I can stop now, or I can just fucking ride it up. So I had 2 more beers, I finished the whole 6-pack, and then went to sleep at 7:30.
Jesus.
It was cool. It was a cool moment for me.
I picture Nick in the story, like a white beard and flannel pants for some reason.
Flannel pants.
I don't know. What, like
pajama pants? Yeah, pajama pants. And a wife beater, and realizing he drank 4 beers, he's like, well, might as well finish the other 2.
I don't own either.
Wait,
of
is
those
there a
two
kid things running around here somewhere?
All right, Lucas, talk about your work shit.
Oh yeah. So I had a pretty interesting time at work on Thursday. Because I have this giant Donald Duck, just like goofy sized ass, so there's not a toilet that lets me get enough lift and separation to take just a solid shit where poo goes from hole to water,
it always hits
something on the way down. And I had a really, really bad shit at work. And since my job is very physical, I didn't want to sweat and, like, have, you know, swamp ass with poo in there. So,
I'm wiping,
we're having a problem, and then it starts drying on me. And I know that if I keep...
You're alienating everyone.
It's okay.
Nobody is still laughing at this point.
It's okay.
It
will get significantly better. So I kill an entire roll of like 1/37th ply toilet paper. There's another one in there. I open that one. I'm going. I'm having fun. And then I realize that because everything is dried, I now have to I have to moisten it.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
So I can get myself clean!
No, I understand why, but I'm just...
So I flushed...
I can't believe you didn't... in the sink?
So I flushed the toilet.
No.
And I put my hand in the toilet and washed my ass.
Oh, my God. That was the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
So...
Where do you work, by the way?
I work at Dynabrade.
Okay, you're...
It's a wonderful company. And I washed my ass in the toilet.
Anybody from there listen to this podcast?
Nope.
Good.
I've told them all about it.
We need to make that happen.
I'm just going to post a bunch of signs out front.
So I can't believe that you didn't wipe yourself fast enough that it starts to dry.
Have you seen me?
We're adults. Well, why are we even having this conversation?
Also, I can't wipe.
No, that's a good point, though. How long does it take that it has time?
I can't wipe my ass while sitting on the toilet. There's too much movement.
Isn't there a handicap stall you can go into?
That is the handicap stall.
You don't fit in a handicap stall.
They have the toilet right up against the wall.
So you sit on the toilet while you wipe? You don't, like, get up?
I have to get up.
Yeah. I don't understand.
See, if it was a bad story from the start.
I just don't understand.
Bottom five story right there. Bottom five podcast moment.
No, that was good.
So I washed my ass in the toilet. That's the story.
God damn it. That hurt.
Jake, did you see the Ryan Bros going at it?
Ryan? Oh, yeah.
Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan?
I saw that, yeah.
You see that, Nick?
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
I didn't actually see it, but I heard
shitty,
it.
Shitty people doing shitty things, yeah. Having shitty things happen to them. Not
I think it's
surprised.
Just as far as they've just kind of hit rock bottom.
Well, Rex Ryan was working for ESPN, but if he gets fired from ESPN because of this, then the people will just have to pay his salary again.
It's a matter of time.
Who's he gonna like hire a lawyer from? Don't lose this case.
I think it's just a matter of time for him. I don't see him actually holding down that job either.
The ESPN thing? Yeah. Oh, he's fighting people in Nashville.
He's entertaining, but he's gonna fuck up at some point like this.
I want someone to like remake the video with like the Mario theme playing in the background since their brother's fighting people. But it's only like 8 seconds, so it's not really like gonna be a great video.
And I always play NHL online, like NHL 17 online, and there's one guy on the Senators, his name's Bobby Ryan. He's really good. I always call him Rob Ryan.
All you do is check people.
I like to play as the Senators, and like whenever I'm playing against somebody online, they're like, his name is Bobby. It's not fucking Rob Ryan. I'm like, it's Rob Ryan, man. Look at him. I'm telling you.
All right. Nick's favorite topic that we talk about continuously on this podcast, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon has been or will be released in a year.
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because I didn't get to play like Black and White 2 because I was unemployed.
They were awful.
I like the storyline in Sun and Moon, so I like to see what they're gonna do with why like the Ultra Beasts are infecting these Pokemon.
Which one are you gonna get, Nick?
Or both? Maybe.
I'm getting Ultra Sun.
They're doing the Necrozma fusion with Silgaleo and the other one, Lunala. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They did that in Black and White too with
Kyurem
and Reshiram and Zekrom.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I heard someone say something about more Megas coming. Is that true?
I heard that I saw a post from Kotaku, so you know, take that with a grain of salt.
Weeb talk.
But they said that Mega Butterfree was a like to be released Pokemon soon. Mm-hmm. So I would just assume that it would come out with the new game. Because why would they start releasing new Megas now when people don't have access to all the old Megas yet?
True. All right, I thought that was going to go.
No,
more.
No, I don't want to talk about Pokemon. I never want to talk about Pokemon.
Have you worked on your party?
No, I told you I've been playing only Minecraft in all of my free time for the last
Lucas,
month.
You might
win.
What
you need to do is you need to pick up your DS when you get home and just start drinking.
No, then I'll go to bed in like a half hour. That's what happens. I can't control myself.
Drink an EV train at the same time. Oh, God, I don't know. Did I count this Pokemon? Oh, fuck, everything's ruined.
I'll just keep releasing them.
Now you have to get up and get
now you needed that pen.
I got it. We're good.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Nick, this one's you. Gets drunk and trails off.
Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. Like, last podcast, I was listening to it because I was working on a new intro, but I don't think I'm going to wind up using it yet for the next one because it's not done. I don't feel like spending more time on it. So it takes too long. So, I was listening to the last podcast, and, like, I drank a lot last podcast. I think I drank, like, 2 or 3 beers, like, pretty
quickly. Was it, the Woods podcast, or the one
no,
we did
the,
here?
The one with Donnie.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I had a couple, like, really big stories that I wanted to talk about, or, like, you know, points that I wanted to make. But, like, I would tell half of a story, and then forget what the punchline, or, like, the end of the point was. And I'd just be like, yeah, that's it, yeah. So, like, I need to stop drinking so much during these podcasts.
I think you should drink more.
Well, what is that big thing you got behind you there?
That's a beer growler there.
It's a small growler, though.
Yeah, it's only a 32. Oh, I guess I need some more. Beer makes me thirsty, which makes me drink more beer.
That does make sense.
It's a vicious cycle.
Just drink it out of the growler, man.
No, this growler kind of stinks. It's been around for a bit.
So, is it still Pride Week? Is it Pride Month? I don't know. Why isn't there straight Pride parades?
Because, Mike, it's the same reason why people... It's the same reason why you can't have white Pride parades. Because it's just not okay.
But why not? What's wrong with regular people that are attracted to the opposite gender?
Because what you just said in the descriptive sentence was why it's not okay. Because you said regular.
The whole point of these things is to embrace being different. And if you're not different, then there's no reason to embrace it because you were a regular.
Like, at that point in time, you're just being like, hey, look, I'm still the top. Look at me. I'm still here. I get better pay and don't have the risk of being deported.
Orientation has nothing
not
to do with pay.
Like the whole idea of it is to eventually just get to the point to, like, saying I'm gay would just have the same, like, type of look as saying my favorite color is blue.
If you're throwing yourself parades, does that really help further that idea of normal?
It definitely puts it out as far as getting people more... I don't know if it's used to it or just...
I mean, you're bringing a culture in a fun and interactive way to an entire group of other people. So you're basically saying, hey, this is who we are. Maybe you should be okay with that. And here's some fun stuff as to show why you should be okay with that.
I bet Mike didn't go to the parade.
I did not.
That happened on Heather's Road, and she, like, said she couldn't go anywhere all day. Like, she knew it was going to happen, so she, like, planned to not go anywhere all day.
she just get, like, a lawn chair and set it out there and watch.
Well, that's the advantage of it being, like, right on your road is you just go. You don't have to go. You're there already, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's also a disadvantage. Like if you live in Orchard Park during a Bills game, you know? Sundays, you're not doing anything. Like, you may as well just stay at home and make $500 by letting people park on your lawn.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that illegal now?
No, they
still do it.
I mean, maybe it's illegal, but there's no way they can enforce it because there's too much traffic for cops to get where they gotta go.
Right. All right. What's up? My dog's dying.
I can talk about that.
Your dog dying?
No, I don't have a dog. I don't like dogs. That's
is he dead?
Story.
Is that what happened?
See, another person that doesn't like dogs.
I think I died. Well, anyway, so I'm at work and there's this regular customer I have comes in. He's you know, classic old man. Got a lot of old men that like me. It's whatever. It's fine. But,
you got an old man joke to go at the end of this?
No, I don't, actually.
Damn it.
He comes in, and I'm like, hey, how's it been? I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, my dog's died. What the fuck? Why are you starting the conversation like
that? You asked him how it's been!
I didn't know that was where it was going
to
go.
I've always wanted to be this old man, like when, you know, because I worked in customer service for most of my life as a teenager when I was working, and they're like, oh, how's it going? I just wanted to be like, well, you know what? I'm failing math. I think my girlfriend's cheating on me. I hate my job.
Have you ever had a girlfriend cheat on you? Or have you ever failed math?
Never failed math. Yes to the other.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you just, like, pour out this nonsense about how shitty your life is. And, like, what would their response be?
But, like, I as soon as it came up, I immediately wanted to get out of the conversation.
See, that's what,
like,
I wanted.
I was just like,
You walked right into it, though.
No, it's a casual greeting, okay? Like saying, have a nice day. That means get the fuck out of here in customer service language, okay? Or
that's
how are you doing?
That's an invitation to keep talking.
How are you doing means get over here so I can get you out of here. Everything is get out of here. It's all just, it's pleasantries.
Well, what does can I help you find something mean?
Can you stop fucking standing around like a jackass and get out of here?
Right.
everything is get out of here.
Okay.
That's actually true for me. It's like in sales,
So it's basically, hey fucker, comma, get out of here.
Everything means get out of here, but there's something before it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened with this old man?
I don't know. You just walk away at this point? No, I started to. Like, that's the good thing about it. It's like, I always have an out in every conversation because I'm being paid to do a job. So, like, they know that by me talking to them, I'm not being paid to do that. So, like, I can just, like, gently start to drift away. You know, you shuffle your feet a little bit, or you, like, grab a bottle of beer and pick it up and set it somewhere else, even though it's not where it goes. But like as soon as he started talking to me, I was just like, I broke eye contact right away, because that's how you disestablish right there.
Wait, what did you say after?
I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, oh. He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh. He's like, yeah. And I was like, can this be over now? Like, but then he like proceeded to talk to me about his dog. He like, I don't know. It's sad.
What
and
kind
was,
of dog is it?
I don't care. I don't remember. It's a old
empathy
dog.
With Rouse.
Yeah, the breed was old.
I got an old puppy.
Yeah, it was. It's got Benjamin Button's disease.
I don't know, but
the mother was not having it. She did not make it.
I don't know. I got another story for you too. Another good story.
Is it razor blade?
No, this is a secondhand story. So mind you that. The other night, someone came in. This my friend Ben was working. He told me this story. This lady came in. She started filling up a glass with beer, like from our taps. And Ben's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I was jonesing. And he's like, what do you mean you're jonesing? You're going to drink it in the parking lot? He literally said that. And she was like, well, no. And he's like, all right, well, you got to go. And she's like, I'm jonesing.
So did she have to pay for that?
I think what he did was like pour it from a glass into a growler and then sold it to her and stuff. But like, I'm jonesing. I was jonesing. That's the funniest thing ever. I was dying. Oh, wait, got one more beer story for you. This one's crazy. Apparently, okay, I'm not going to mention the name of the company I work for, but apparently somebody died in the parking lot. Like, they flatlined. Like, they overdosed on drugs. Shit. And, like, they happened to be in the parking lot of one of our stores. Okay. Not mine. Okay. But, like, they died in, like...
You realize you've said where you work, like, 100 times.
I've never said the name of the store ever. Not once. They died in the name in the parking lot. Like, they flatlined. So, like, one of the employees was there, and he was, like, all shaken up by it. So, like, as far as he knew, this person was dead and gone, okay? So he goes home early because he's all shaken up that somebody just died in front of him. Fucking, he comes into work the next day, and the guy walks in! He comes in! And he was like, hey, remember me from yesterday? He's like, yeah, you were dead! What the fuck is this? And he's like, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Jesus Christ. Like,
not only did he overdose on drugs and flatline in a parking lot, but within 24 hours, he needed more beer. What the fuck?
So they revived him, and he came back.
I mean, was he like an old guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I mean, I would assume middle-aged to old. But like, within 24 hours, he died, got released from a hospital, and then went and got more beer.
I mean, isn't that the way you want to live your... I bet
no,
you...
No, it's not. I don't want to do heroin ever, actually.
I bet you any money after he got out of that, that hospital room, he immediately went to Denny's and had, like, 15 eggs and, like, 18 slices of bacon.
I'm alive!
Like, kill me with arteries!
I feel like that's something you would do after a heart attack, is be released from the hospital and be like, I need to go to Denny's. Get $5 sausages. Yeah.
I'm still alive. There's still room in there.
Order a whole pie.
Lucas is essentially one of those, you know, the SNL skit, the bear fans, the super fans.
Yeah.
And Chris Farley plays the one that has a heart attack and then like gets up and starts eating again. Lucas is that character.
Yep.
I can see it happening.
There are many a day where I go, and I feel a pain in my chest.
Chest pains.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And then
there's like 500 pounds of fat ass on my chest.
There's other times where I just like. My heart decides to stop for a couple seconds.
I doubt that.
And how old are you?
I doubt that.
25.
I think 43.
Well, when I did have his birthday, I called it the midlife celebration. Yeah. I think I was accurate.
But there have been many a time where I've just been like sitting there, and then all of a sudden, just like I lose a breath, just like right in the center of me, it just feels like somebody just like punches me in the sternum.
It's called being fat.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
I sent you that Snapchat.
Nick,
of,
you said you wanted to get there one day.
No.
I sent you that Snapchat of me, Jared, and Lucas when we were in 11th grade.
Lucas
has doubled in size, even tripled in size in 8 years.
That's all right.
That's ridiculous.
That's all right.
It's not good.
No.
Your body has morphed into this beautiful thing.
It's not all right.
Look how beautiful he is. Look at that.
You're an enabler.
I love big things. I can't say no. Like tall people, fat people, it's good.
I've put
giant
on maybe,
penises. Anything that's big is great.
I've put on maybe 40 to 50 pounds in that 8 years. You've put on at a zero to the end of my weight.
No. I put on about 40 pounds.
When I was in 11th and 12th grade, when I went down to Georgia, I gained a lot of weight because my dad didn't, like, give a shit, and he just like, here's $200, go and buy food. So I would do that, and it would be gone in the week. So
$200 every week.
Yeah,
you ate $200 of like grocery store food.
He probably was buying Little Debbie stuff.
Yeah,
so.
He probably was buying Hunger Man.
Go look what's.
I was buying Chick-fil-A at school because we had a Chick-fil-A in our school.
Holy
before
shit.
Chick-fil-A decided to come out as horrible.
Chick-fil-A ruined your life. Is that what you're telling me?
Chick-fil-A did help.
Chick-fil-A
ruin
is the universal great. Is universally good.
Lucas should
no,
see Chick-fil-A.
No, it's not.
It's good in moderation. Is the thing.
It's great. Anything's good in moderation.
I mean, the food is okay. The company is all kind of sucks balls.
They just don't like gay people.
Yeah.
I like Chick-fil-A.
You just don't mention gay people when you're in there, you know? Then you're good.
You mention you're from Ruffalo and they send you on your way and give you mouthwash in the bathroom.
Oh, they had mouthwash in the bathroom. That's right. That was awesome.
Thinking about it, I'm surprised that as far as the gay thing that they actually serve me food because most of the time I go there, it's in short
shorts. That's true. Short shorts.
Wait, they would not serve
top.
A gay person food?
I don't know if they would
I,
or
I
not
know
or
what,
how they'd feel
I just
about
know that
it,
they,
but
like,
I definitely push their buttons.
I also bet like the people that work there are not the people that own it.
No.
Like they don't give a shit. They're like, whatever.
I doubt it's on their application or anything like that. They're probably just cool people.
How do you feel about gay marriage? You're hired. Way to go.
Oh god.
Everybody in there supports Trump.
You just walk in, it's nothing but MAGA hats.
Part of their uniform.
Yeah, when you come in, you get a cross that you can burn at home, and you get a MAGA hat. You're good to go.
All right.
I do love Chick-fil-A, in spite of it.
So, what's razor blade ponytail?
Man? Oh, my friend, my dear friend Pat, who I think you may have met once, Mike.
Maybe.
But I'm really trying to get him on the podcast. He's somebody that I work with. But he was telling me he used to live in Binghamton. And he had this friend from Brooklyn who, like, you know, like a total fish out of water that lived in Binghamton, New York, like the fucking middle of nowhere. There's this girl from Brooklyn. And, like, for some reason...
It was a girl.
Yeah, it was a girl.
Right, cool.
And so she was, like, this real big, tall girl with, like, a super long ponytail or whatever. And she was telling my friend Pat that in Brooklyn, when she was in school, she would put razor blades in her ponytail so that if someone were to fight her, you know, they grab the hair first... So, like, someone would grab razor blades.
Oh.
But, like, seriously, it's a good idea. But,
oh
like,
my God.
Think about the wear and tear of having razor blades in your hair all
the
time.
Fuck?
Like, imagine if you, like, lean back and you're like, oh, fuck, razor blades in my head. Or, like, I don't know, like, you gotta go school pictures, so you gotta take your braid out. You got fucking razors in your fingers. I mean, there's
so
much, like...
You just forget that it's there, and you're like, oh, shit.
Like, there's so many better ways. Like, dip your hair in cyanide. I don't know. There's so much...
Because, you know, there... You know, that won't do any damage to you.
No way. Never. Never.
Don't be a bitch and you won't get into fights, probably.
Well, if you're in Brooklyn, I don't know. You pretty much, you either get into fights or you get, I don't know.
I bet you any
you
money
win one
she's...
fight and then you're good for the rest. So
I bet you any money she's
maybe she lost a fight. Maybe that's what it is. Now she's a target. She's a beat-up target.
So she probably went to go and let that ponytail out.
She sounds
time.
Like she'd be one hell of an X-Men. Like, she'd just have, like, razor blades come out of the back of her skull.
That'd be sweet. That'd be sweet.
She's whipping it around in like a just like one of those like fan boat type things.
Yeah.
Just flying razor blades.
Like, I just thought that was the craziest story I've ever heard.
That
I was like, Pat, crazy. There's no way that's real. He's like, it's real. I saw them. She told me about them. I'm like, that's fucked. I
bet you any money.
She still does it.
I don't know. He's 30. It's probably a long time ago.
She had to be weird.
Yeah, he said it was like middle school, high school, or something. Yeah, I mean, people. Yeah, it's obviously weird. No, normal people don't put razor blades in their hair.
It's
yeah,
not a
yeah,
thing.
It's weird. It's definitely weird.
It's not a thing.
What I'm saying is it happened.
All right.
People are fucked.
She probably has like a bob now. Like a bob haircut.
No.
Or a shaved head.
But like slightly smaller than Heather's hair.
She's probably just got a bunch of scars on the back of her head from the razor blades.
Yes, actually, she wears her hair long.
She went to go let
the
ponytail out
the
and she accidentally just cut off half her hair.
Good? All right.
So, I don't have any articles this week.
Neither do I.
I'm sorry. I couldn't find much. The best article that I found was about a little boy that put a quarter in one of those, you know, toy machines and got silly putty that contained cocaine. And then they, like, busted open the machine and found, like, I think it said 120 plus grams of cocaine in
this
machine.
That's awesome. How did the kid know it was cocaine?
He didn't. His mom figured it out.
She's like,
she knew.
Gotta break this up. Yeah, that's Coke. That's Coke. And then, yeah, let's buy more first, and then we'll report it.
100% Peruvian.
What about that, though?
You got about 10 grams first before
reporting. Yeah. 25 cents for some Coke.
That's a great deal. That's a great... At that rate, I do Coke. I mean, why not? It's for a quarter, and you get Silly Putty? Oh, that's not bad.
Before we get into what I have in place...
Wait, at that point in time, is the cocaine in the Silly Putty?
I think it
is wrapped up in the Silly Putty.
I think there was in a bag in the Silly
Putty. Okay. In the egg. But was there Silly Putty also?
There was Silly Putty also. Sweet. And then a bag of
cocaine. Okay, because when you first said that, I thought it was like there was cocaine infused in the Silly Putty.
Oh, no. It was in the bag.
How would you even get it out?
I don't know. Just like,
you just got to eat it. I just assumed
the kid was getting like a contact high or something.
No,
swallowed the Silly Putty.
No, there was a bag. But actually, before we go into what I have to replace the articles.
Man, Silly Putty. Nice. Vintage reference.
Jake, how do you feel about Drink for Roswell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know how they do Ride for Roswell? How it's like, you know, they sponsor you for an Amalgam ride?
Uh-huh.
We want to get sponsored to drink beers for Roswell.
That'd be fucking great.
Yeah. So we're going to play a charity game of Death Box.
Yeah, we'll play a charity game.
Where
you
donate for every beer we drink.
And I'll match a beer for every beer that they drink, and it'll be good. We'll match beers for beers.
Holy shit.
It'll be good. We'll,
you would die.
We'll do a lot of good.
We're going to do a double deck, too, since it's for charity.
Yeah, it's for charity. You know?
So two decks, one game of Death Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are we going to play the you get double start over?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you got to get max dollars, sure. You know?
So. I like it. It's fun.
Is it beer drank? Beer drank is a dollar, I would say.
Right, well.
So wait.
I mean, I think it's up to the people pledging, you know? So
we have to have multiple levels. So it's like $1 per beer, $1 per second drink.
Yeah, okay, we can have that.
$1 per double, well, you know? Yeah.
So,
oh, cool. Shit.
So how do you get charity? Like, what would be the DTD for charity?
What?
Oh, charity death box?
Yeah.
DT...
What's that?
Daytime death box, we call it.
Yeah, DTCB.
No, it's got to be DTD. Because everything is DTD. That's just got to come up with something else for it.
Donate death box. There you go.
Huh?
Donations death box. DTD. DTD.
Yeah. Got to figure it out.
Donate to death box.
There we go. Death box. There we go. Came up with it. There we go. Donate to death box.
That's not even that clever.
But yeah, Drink for Roswell. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna actually organize this somehow.
I don't know how you would do that.
Awesome.
Well, the question is, can we find people that would sponsor that? Like
that's the actual issue.
Our part is
we can find
to
people
get
that
bars to do it.
You just gotta get some bars. Like, you gotta get some local breweries that like have. Like five people in their,
well, then you'd have
their
to
brewery.
You'd have to explain the roles at Death Box to them. Wait a minute. 50
Let's
seconds.
Just show you.
50 seconds. How about you just get in and around? We'll help you figure it out.
That's the easiest way to explain it now to people. Whenever I show them, just like, just shut up and pay attention. I'm not going to tell you their gate rules. You'll figure it out as we go.
I don't remember who said it, but we need to seriously make a YouTube video and upload it. You know, so just like... Anytime anybody wants to introduce somebody to Deathbox, just make them watch a minute and a half tutorial on Deathbox.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, whenever I want to do something new in Minecraft, I watch a YouTube video.
Yep.
I mean, whenever I want to fix something in my car, I watch a YouTube video.
Somebody suggested that at...
we'll do it at Drink for Roswell.
At Grafflands, and I won't take credit for it, but somebody definitely said
that's
that.
It's not bad.
It's definitely something
that's not a bad idea. I'd do that. I'd cut that up.
You should be the guy. You wear the t-shirt. Your Out of Your House t-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
And we do it.
Okay.
We'll do it. I got cards in my car. We'll do it right after this.
Do we have to play a game of Death Box?
was it going to be an actual game or just tutorial?
I don't know. I mean, you got to play the game to understand the game.
Shit.
I mean,
well, then we got to do a small game.
I was going to say, is Death Box, once you start it, you have to finish it?
Because even our casual game lasts a long time.
The casual game was fun. The casual game was fun. That was good. Because you say casual every time. You're like, casual.
Every time I got fucked, I started screaming. They're like, Mike.
Yeah. Like, we would have like 30 seconds and we'd finish in like way under 30 seconds and we'd be like, casual death box.
I would like to bring up something that happened the other day. So while you guys were playing casual death box, somebody threw a fucking Garg sandwich at me.
And then you threw it in the fire!
Eat the sandwich!
Garg threw a sandwich at
you. I thought Swaff threw the sandwich at him.
Yeah.
And then we said sandwich in the
dark. It was a good sandwich. It was
that's funny.
It was a buffalo chicken and Swiss sandwich, and we're like, Lucas would eat this. And then we threw it at Lucas, and he threw it in the fire! He threw the really good sandwich in the fire!
I didn't realize that it was in plastic.
It was a good sandwich. It was going to be his lunch.
Wait, didn't you pick it up and throw it in the fire? How do you not realize you're touching plastic?
No, Alyssa picked it up and threw it at me, so I just took it and threw it in the fire.
But you're still touching
it. You still touched it. You still made the choice to throw it.
I realized what it was mid-throw. I made like half a second of contact.
You could have picked it out of the fire. It sounded like it was a blazing fire.
No, but like the moment it touched that heat, that plastic bag would.
Yeah, it was good. Vacuum seal. Done.
You could have saved the sandwich for a later date.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. Sandwich in the dark.
Sandwich in the dark.
Yeah, I got overwhelmed by the G's after that.
Yes,
I was. I was
you
rolling.
Had, you had to bomb early.
I had to bomb. I was rolling in the G's.
I was really drunk.
I was the last one to bomb.
Were you really?
Yep. Jeez.
I could not function. Like allergies are like a debuff. You know.
Yeah.
So like you get to a certain like they start and you're like, okay, this is fine. I can deal with this. I can just play the game normally. And then all of a sudden, like, you get, like, 15% debuff, and you're like, fuck, this kind of sucks. And then all of a sudden, it just takes over everything, and you can't see, and your nose is running, and you're like, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
And once you hit that 40% threshold,
yeah, you're out. Happening. You're fucking out. You gotta get out of there. And I was up near it. It was about 39%.
Oh,
you know?
No.
39% G's.
100% G's, your head just explodes.
You just turn into
A booger.
You just turn into ragweed.
Into ragweed.
you make everybody else's allergies worse.
Alright, so last thing really on the list, maybe another if we have time, but instead of the articles, I got this game for wild speculation. We can do this with numerous events throughout the rest of the podcast life. At Grafflands, we heard that Suave and Alyssa were staying behind at what was formerly Kami House,
right?
Going to sublet from the frat guys. Two nights ago at the fire, we found out, confirmed rumor that they are living with Suave's mom.
I'm sorry.
So, let's wildly speculate. Why are they not living with the frat guys? Lucas, you go first.
One of them tried to make a pass at Alyssa.
Okay.
The chalkboard.
Call your aunt.
I like Lucas's idea. Right. I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah. And Suave just overreacted, and then they made him leave.
So they were forced out. It wasn't a volunteer. Yeah. I'm thinking... I think one of them did something to piss off the frat guys, and there was a force out as well.
All right.
I think it's a chalkboard. I think they didn't like the DBZ draft. Like,
well, it was a good draft!
They're just like, this is the fucking shit you're putting out here.
Why
is
this guy got fucking Janemba?
Why is Gohan number one? Fuck you. You're not living
here.
We
didn't have rankings there.
They just didn't like Swab's drafts, you know?
Yeah, Swab didn't draft.
He didn't draft.
No, we just left it there.
But Gohan went number one.
He went number two.
He went number two. That's right.
So...
All right, I have no idea that. I don't know.
Keep speculating.
I just weird my own theory.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
I think it was the chalkboard. I don't know.
Maybe all the mud on the back of the house that was never cleaned off.
I mean, how would... Well, they're still there. They could pin it on them.
Yeah. Even though that was all me. That background was the slop pit.
Oh, I miss Cowboy House.
It was definitely a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, speaking of Kami House, so I got a very large lash bill from National Fuel for, like, over $230.
Jesus Christ.
What are the
for
odds?
How many months?
So, I guess if we had stayed there another month, like, our plan would have went for another month, and it would be normal bills, like, because we paid about $144, $122, something like that per month. We're on a budget plan. Uh-huh. And since we backed out of it early, because the lease just ran up... all of that came due what we used in the winter.
That makes sense though, because you probably have the thing where it's like equal bills like every month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was initially very angry, but then once the supervisor like actually explained it to me, like the girl that I talked to the first time, she's just like keeps saying the same stuff, and I'm pretty sure it's the same idiot I talked to when I had an issue with the bill about how I mentioned this a couple podcasts ago, how 2 months were showing up online, but I only got one bill, and I'm like, I don't know what to fucking actually pay. I'm pretty sure I got the same idiot. But their supervisor actually explained it to me. I'm like, okay, so what are the odds that I actually get money from anyone who used to live at Kami House?
I don't know.
I mean, you can take them to small claims court.
But burn.
I mean,
like,
that's going to add up to $180.
Yeah. You can just have to ask them nicely, see what happens.
I've already done it once, and the only response I got was, is that what it says online from one of the girls that live there? I won't say names. And to which I responded, yes. I called, checked, this is confirmed.
Probably none. You probably got to pay that. Probably have to eat that.
I think Suave will pay.
Yeah, Suave will pay. Yeah, I think Suave. I think Suave and Alyssa will pay. You probably just won't pay.
I think if Suave pays,
I feel like Amanda might be the more likely one to pay, because she used to write me checks, so all she's got to do is mail it to
who
me.
Who writes checks?
I don't know. But that's what she... She did that for like 7 months.
I got my checkbook.
You had
the
cash
signed,
checks every month,
they're normally like for $21 or something.
Do you have
Venmo?
Do you have Venmo?
No.
Like I had to
Like, or PayPal. You can use fucking PayPal.
When I got my...
for that stuff, but Venmo's easy.
So is PayPal. You just have your email and you just gift it and you're good.
Okay. I'll take a check. I don't
care. You have
Bank
of America. Everybody has Bank of America. It's just fucking use Bank of America.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Nobody has Bank of America.
Everybody I know besides you two have Bank of America.
I have fucking... Nobody
there,
has
There's
Bank
a lot
America.
Of other banks in
yeah.
the area besides
nobody
Bank
Nobody uses
America.
Bank of America. Nobody.
Bank of America is nationwide.
KeyBank.
So you can go anywhere.
KeyBank is everywhere around here.
Yeah.
Every bank is KeyBank.
Or Citizens.
Yeah. Every bank, there was First Niagara.
Then there's Northwest. Yeah.
There was First Niagara, there was HSBC, and there was KeyBank. And now all of those banks are KeyBank. KeyBank's buying everything. Yeah.
I don't know where the closest Bank of America even is.
Yeah. I don't
it's,
even.
It's in Mid-City Plaza.
Right
by you know how many key banks there are to 5 mile radius?
Yeah, but he's right. Like, I have a hard time finding ATMs sometimes for Bank of America, which kind of sucks.
Why the fuck do
you
need an ATM?
Why wouldn't you? You need cash for everything.
If I never carry physical money.
If I'm going to a bar, that is
a
cash is king.
First of all, any kind of bar, I like using cash. Not even just cash bars, because I have to. And then, like, if you're going out with friends, I don't know, maybe you got to split a bill. It's obnoxious splitting the bill on cards.
It's
not my fucking
that's
problem!
Why I just pay for it.
I owe you $40, don't have my cash. I forgot about that.
For what?
For that Blink ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have $40.
I thought cash is king.
Get it to me soon.
I'll go to the nearest key bank. It's probably under a mile away. I would have an issue.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
Well, you don't have it.
Okay, so I did have one more thing on the list. We got, like, a couple more minutes. You guys see the thing going around Facebook, the Bills Mafia documentary?
I don't know what that is.
I've heard of it.
Barstool Sports is doing something.
To quote the former pro quarterback Jay Cutler, "Don't care."
I just think it's stupid. Actually,
what is it supposed to be?
It's a documentary about Bills fans, specifically
how,
the Bills Mafia.
Yeah, being really shitty.
You have to be familiar with Barstool to understand the point of view. It's gonna be from Barstool, like shares like all these fans being jackasses.
Oh.
And, like people breaking tables at Bills games
yeah.
and stuff.
Or how
like
Kevin
that.
Brick was actually with the
or how Kevin
team.
Brick was there. Kevin,
so,
yeah,
they're celebrating all these drunken idiot Bills fans, which
that's what we do.
No, I think it's stupid. I don't want to be known as the drunk fans. I want to be known as the fans
that
like are hard to play against. Not, I'm going to do backflips off of flaming tables.
It's also not hard to play against them. Everybody always wins.
Well, I want the stadium to be loud and not like full of drunk people pissing on each other.
Or falling off.
And like that's what
this third story.
Yeah, that's what this documentary is like embracing is how drunk and stupid
they survive that guy landed on?
I think around when that happened, like a week or two later, they found a dead body in a creek.
No,
yeah,
Jesus
something.
Christ.
It wasn't those guys. It was unrelated.
No, it was different guys, but it was related to...
Somebody fell off the back of the 49ers stadium last year and died. Like off the back.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
I bet you they fell 49 feet.
Bad joke, Lucas.
You dare to get higher than that.
Would it be?
Yeah.
And that's almost five stories.
12 foot, yeah, but they have three decks. So they actually have
50
four.
Feet's not
they
that
have four
high
decks
for a
there
because
it's brand new.
Okay.
50 feet's like here to the street, maybe.
Yeah.
Stadiums are probably taller than that.
Yeah, they're probably yeah.
I mean, like that building across the way is only what, like maybe
it's,
what 36 feet then?
It's three stories, yeah.
So I mean,
yeah, I mean like five stories, yeah.
You think
know.
It's only?
I would think your
building?
Average stadium's about 7-8 stories.
No, that building's probably 7,500 feet away.
Yeah, but he's saying
we're talking about how tall.
Yeah, three stories tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you who cannot see, there is a building across the street we're looking out the window at.
Wordless or Common.
It looks great.
It used to
it's
be a school.
Brick.
It's made of brick.
That was segregated by boys
school.
And girls.
It looks like a school.
I didn't go there when that happened. I went there for preschool.
You went there?
I remember there being girls in my preschool class.
Well,
so maybe I was thrown in with them.
I was going to say, when my mother was
girls
a wee tot.
Girls in my class.
When my mother was a wee tot, there were... Boys' classes and girls' classes.
I mean...
That's why on the things it says boys' entrance and girls' entrance.
I mean, those still sort of exist.
And then around the back it says blacks. It's all good to
go. This has been an offensive podcast. We have touched...
That was offensive,
but
I don't know.
Was very offensive.
We got Lucas taking
and I apologize for
we got everyone making fun of gay people for
we're
like a whole...
We're not making fun of them. Well, I don't know. There was the gay
Mike's,
dream.
Mike's just sitting over there in the corner. Trump, 1%. Trump, 1%.
I don't have any problem with the gay dream. With me being part of the gay dream.
I mean, it's
all right.
Yeah.
Get me out of your
you
dreams.
Weren't what? You
get
weren't
me out of your dreams.
You were 50% of the gay dreams.
That's a large
that's
amount.
That's pretty high.
It's because I've seen you today. If you dream about
too bad
me,
it's not
I'm
the
1%. I'm going to be so
though.
Pissed.
You need to be part of the 1% of gay dreams.
Okay, so I was 1%? Actually kind of...
Oh, there are more gay dreams. Good.
I was actually kind of nervous and I didn't finish the gay dream.
Oh! Bayo!
So, at the top of the stairs, me and this amorphous blob went into the room and...
Wait, you went with yourself?
No. No, you ass. On one side, there were a bunch of people that had brought people up to this room. On the other side, there were the people that were bringing people to the room. And on the very end, there was a closed door where you could clearly hear things happening. And the person that brought me up was most definitely a dude.
So some dude was taking you upstairs.
Okay, so how could you tell if it before? You couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman.
Because like I said, I was a little nervous.
So Lucas lied about the whole thing.
I lied about the face mask. Beyond that.
Was the guy Jared?
No, the guy was not Jared. It was not
Thank
you.
God.
I did see Jared in that picture, though. Specifically, I saw his fucking weird ass, like, Dr. Phil beard. Ass?
Well, thank you for giving us the rest of the gay dream.
So, yeah, that's the rest of the... That's the full gay dream.
You sure that you didn't actually have sex in the dream?
I woke up before anything happened.
I bet as soon as this podcast like ends, like then
here comes the rest.
Okay, there's one more part about the dream.
And there was shit all over the walls.
He took a Snickers bar and he stuffed it up somewhere. He said, "Here, you're not yourself when you don't have a Snickers bar up your asshole."
I was actually fucking Jim Carrey in a bathroom. No.
Oh God! All right. That was the podcast.
Here, just let it play for a sec. I need to record some stuff for the. Intro. I want to have someone say you're listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast. So who has the best voice here?
Not me.
Okay.
You are listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Fuck. Yeah, just leave it like that. That's good. They're just like, oh, is this a radio show? Is this a train conductor? Holy shit! It's a podcast.
Is it a train conductor?
Is it a train conductor? You never know!
Oh, God.
Sometimes you're at a train, you're just like, oh, I hear Rowdy Rouse and the boys. Where are they? Are they behind me? I'm on the platform. Oh, no, it's a podcast.
God damn it, Lucas.
You are now listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Not a train conductor.
Who takes the fucking train?
We should have, like, now a running gag in the intro should be, like, a train horn.
I think we're good.
I can do it. Yeah, I caught it.
No, you gotta do it again because I was talking to you in the last one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, Nick laughed.
I can also just use Will's from before.